Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with Him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's Word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. Well, hello and welcome to week 2 of our series on fear. And this week's fear is one of the ones that has been the biggest, most paralyzing, most terrifying fear for me. And that is the fear of failure. And I don't know about you, but this is something that I have struggled with since I was a little girl. And it has been just beat into my head what failure it is when you don't measure up. Let me go ahead and go back a little bit and remind you what fear is and what people say fear is. Fear is the false evidence appearing real. And like I shared last week, it's hard sometimes when we are in the thick of dealing with fear that we can say honestly to ourselves that it is false evidence appearing real. Now, when we come out the other side of experiencing the fear, we can say, oh, yes, that was a false, that was something false that I believed or something false that happened. Sometimes when we have a fear of failure, we make mistakes. We have had failure. But it's that fear that I've had of being stopped dead in my tracks. Won't move forward because I'm so afraid to make a mistake. I'm so afraid to fail. So again, let's define fear. Fear is a distressing emotion aroused by an impending danger, evil plan, etc. Whether the threat is real or imagined, the feeling or condition of being afraid. Now, the definition of failure is an omission of occurrence or performance. Now, my definition of failure was based on performance, never performing to the abilities or standards of what was expected of me. Now, don't get me wrong. This is an area that I still struggle with today and has been one of my hardest challenges to overcome. Let me share the foundation verse for this week's podcast, and that is Psalm 32:5, and it's from The Message. And it says, "Then I said, let it all out. I said, I'll make clean breast of my failures to God. Suddenly the pressure was gone, my guilt dissolved, my sin disappeared." Now, I don't know about you, but when I read this, I was in the midst of one of my fear attacks. And I read this and I realized he showed me that, you know what, when I bring it to him and leave it to him, the pressure is off me. The guilt, the sin, everything that was associated with what I either perceived as a failure or what actually was a failure, he absolves me of. He forgives me. He gives me love, grace, and mercy, even when I am at my worst and weakest. The other verse is also in Psalms. And it's Psalms 38:17-20, and it's also in the Message version. "I am on the edge of losing it. The pain in my gut keeps burning. I'm ready to tell my story of failure. I am no longer smug in my sin. My enemies are alive and in action, a lynch mob after my neck. I give out good and get back evil from God haters who can't stand a God lover." And what really struck me was the beginning of this. "I am on the edge of losing it. The pain in my gut keeps burning, and I'm ready to tell my story of failure. I am no longer smug in my sin." And this is one of the reasons I share what I share. Because I know that not sharing what I've experienced and what I've been through and the struggles that I have can't give you hope that you can have redemption from it, that you can overcome it, that you can be forgiven and loved unconditionally through God, even through your worst moments. And I'm telling you my stories because of that, because of the grace that God has shown me to be able to share the deep pain and the deep fears that I've had to deal with my entire life. But I'm discovering as I'm walking this path that he was laying step by step for me, that I can overcome these fears that literally paralyzed me. Like, I felt I was in quicksand. I couldn't move forward. I couldn't move to the side. I couldn't move backwards. I was stuck. And let me tell you, when you're stuck somewhere and everybody is moving by you, I can relate this to a story my husband shared. He was running the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Half Marathon. And him and his friends snuck up to the first couple corrals, which are where all the runners who run a half marathon in like crazy numbers, like an hour and 15 minutes, are all in the front of the pack. They get the early start. And so they had all creeped up to those, you know, to those corrals where they were located at home. Let me tell you, my husband should have been in corral 47 and corral one is, or corral two or three is where they ended up. And so he said one of the hardest things for him as he was running the race was having all these people pass him one after another. He felt like 20,000 people passed him as he was running this race. Now, my husband wasn't in the best shape. He had been training for 6 months. He had a goal to run it under 2 hours and 30 minutes, and he achieved his goal. Although many thousands of people probably passed him, he achieved his goal. But it's that feeling of being stopped, and everybody is blowing by you, whizzing by you, is passing you by, and you just give even... you sink even deeper in that quicksand. It just continues to engulf you. So you can't move any further. And let me tell you, I was about to lose to the quicksand. It had almost swallowed me entirely. And some of the things I'm learning now as I have developed and begun this relationship with God and really kind of have surrendered over to the path and purpose that he's laying before me. And it's not easy. But as I'm learning to go along, I've learned that I need to focus on the gifts and talents that he's given me, that I've received from him, not those of others. I can begin to see that it's my failure because I'm only comparing myself to something that others have as a gift and talent that aren't mine. And it's when we get stuck in those moments of comparing ourselves to what others have or what others can do that we can't, that can put a big stop and can make us afraid and make us fearful of even trying, you know, and the fear that even if we do try, it's going to end in failure. So we just completely stop doing anything. So another one of the things I learned is that I pray and journal about my fear. When I get stuck and I can't see that my gifts and talents are enough, sometimes I can immediately see where I've gone wrong with my thinking and I was a failure or made a mistake. And then other times it takes me a bit longer. I am just a little bit slightly stubborn. God might use a stronger word, but I am quite stubborn. I also find that when I am so overwhelmed now by my fears that I share it with somebody. Now, before I could never have shared it with anybody. I just kept it in internally. But not only am I praying and journaling about it, but I'm also sharing it with either a coach or a mentor that I have. And it depends on what area of my life I'm experiencing that fear. If I'm experiencing that fear of failure about God and what I'm doing for God, then I go to my spiritual mentor. If I feel like I'm failing and I have a fear of moving forward with something in my business, then I talk to my business coach. if I feel I'm having shortcomings in my marriage or that I'm having this fear that I'm failing in a certain area, which I'm sure I do quite, my husband would say I do quite regularly probably, I talk to him about it or I talk to a close friend. So it's having the people around you that you can trust. And realize that I understand that trusting somebody when you have fear is another thing that we have to tackle and get over. Trust is another serious area that we will tackle later in another podcast. But you have to have trust to be able to confess those fears and have God or God go through the people that you confide in and trust in to tell you how to overcome them or how to see things in a different perspective. And so that's why it's important to find people, to have people surrounding you that you can trust. So one of the things I want to leave you with is, why do you think you have this fear of failure is so strong? Or like in my case, paralyzing. You know, part of my fears growing up stemmed from me not being able to perform academically up to what the expectations and standards were of my parents. Both of my parents were in education. I've shared a little bit about my dad, you know, started out as a teacher and had worked his way up the ranks of administration and ended his career before he retired as the head of all the military secondary schools all over the world. So all the elementaries, junior highs, and high schools all over the world that were associated with military bases. So he's got his master's, his doctorate. He has been very successful in his academic and career life. And so that has been an area that I have always struggled in and had complete fear of failure in, that I just never would measure up. So I would get stuck and not sometimes not even trying. And when I did try, I just felt like a complete failure because I just couldn't measure up to the standards that both of my parents expected of me to do better in school, to get better grades. Oh, you're smart enough. You should be doing better. And I just never felt I could measure up. And that's always been a big, huge fear for me, is that I'm not measuring up to somebody's expectations or standards that they've had set for me. And that has been one of the biggest things that holds me back. So I get stuck in that frame of mind, even when I'm trying to move forward in my business or even trying to move forward in my walk with God, that I get stuck in that I'm not meeting their expectations. I'm not meeting his standards. I'm not loving my neighbor as myself. I am trying to love God with all my heart, but am I really doing that? You know, the questions, the fear, the failure of my past, that all sneaks in on me. So I want you to ask yourselves these questions as you think about why your fear of failure is so strong. You know, why do you see this thing that you've done as failure? What action has caused you to fail? And was it because it was not part of your gifts and talents? Or was it because something you just weren't ready to take on? Sometimes when we say yes to things, we're trying to be a good Christian and we say yes to things that we either are not equipped or prepared to deal with, we find ourselves making a mistake, which leads to our perception of failure. So really want you to think about those questions. You know, there are many reasons we face failure in our lives. We really do make an honest mistake. We're not prepared or gifted to tackle a particular challenge, but we think we've got it under control. That's, you know, that's me. You know, oh, I got it under control, God. I don't need your help. Yeah. He says that's when he tends to show me otherwise. We self-sabotage because of our experience, or we let the negative self-talk keep us from success. I am just here to reaffirm and to reinforce that there is hope when you're dealing with paralyzing fear or strong fear of anything. My strongest fear happens to be the fear of failure. And so there's hopes, because when you start to build an intimate relationship with God And when I mean an intimate relationship with God, you're praying, you're asking him questions. For me, I had to journal because I found a lot of time that he would give me my answers during that prayer and journaling time. I have to really begin to let him into my heart. Now, mind you, he knows us. He created us. He knew us before we were even born. He's laid out every step for us. But we need to be willing to be in relationship with him because there's so much more that he could give us if we are in that relationship with him. We can overcome the fear of failure and really any other fear we might have. But we do need to realize that overcoming doesn't mean perfection. It means that we can become better equipped to deal with the mistakes and failures along the way, quicker to find the lesson and the gift, being more forgiving with ourselves. I know that's another thing that I struggle with. When I make a mistake or I have failed at something, I am so hard on myself. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. How stupid was I? Why was I thinking I could even handle that? I can't believe I failed. Why did this have to happen? I don't know if that's any questions that you've asked yourself ever before, but we have to be willing to learn to forgive ourselves for our mistakes because guess what? God forgives us and he doesn't keep a record book. Oh, Amanda failed here. Oh, she didn't get a good enough grade there. Oh, she didn't do this. Oh, she didn't do that. Oh, she failed here. Oh, that mistake was big. He does not keep records of our wrongs. When it's forgiven, it's forgotten. Now, don't we wish as humans we could say that when it's forgiven, it's forgotten. But that's another podcast topic. But I want you to know that there is hope in overcoming any type of fear and even strong paralyzing fears, that you can be lifted out of the quicksand you feel that you're sinking in. But it requires us to reach out to God and to be in that intimate relationship with him, to be walking with him, to be sharing with him. I used to think that the little problems didn't matter to him. I got this. I got this. He cares about it all. He is everywhere at every moment, at every time for each and every one of us. And we just need to start believing that he is with us, standing side by side with us. He is our best friend and we can share anything with him. And not only can we share anything with him, but his word is living and breathing and can teach us so much. You know, as I've been doing this in the Word Challenge, I'm discovering so much on how the Bible really does apply to us today and how much we can learn and apply to our lives. And as we learn to apply things to our lives, we start to learn that the fears that we have, we can overcome them with biblical truth, with his truth, with the actual truth, and not all this false evidence that appears real to us, but that we can make those fears a strength. We can make those fears easier to understand and appreciate the lessons and gifts that they bring us. So I am thrilled to be sharing this series on fear because it is definitely an area that I have really battled and struggled with. And don't get me wrong, I still struggle today with it. I still face fear. I still face fear of failure. I still face fear of rejection. Next week, we're going to talk about the fear of success. And success scares me. And it's funny. Okay, so I have a fear of failure and a fear of success. I think I'm ultimately not in a very good place. But guess what? God is so gracious and God is so good and he is so unconditional with his love that he can walk me through it all. And you know what? He can walk you through it all. So remember, think about those questions. Think about why is it you have that fear? And what is it that you can lay over to him, to give to him, to really start to show you how you can overcome those fears? I don't think fear is ever going to disappear from us. But we can do such a much better job of dealing with it and appreciating it and realizing the gifts and lessons that come out of it. So I look forward to sharing with you next week as we tackle week 3 of our fear series, and that is on the fear of success. Now, that's the opposite of failure, but it can have almost the same meaning in our lives. So thank you again. I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's work can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandahall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.